Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
The blue between Benny and I in the break, I won. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Somebody did tweet earlier about how would the St. Joseph's Schoolyard been in the mid-80s with people who wanted to challenge the opinions of you and Neilty.
Yeah. Well, there was feedback, there was gifts everywhere flying around back in those days.
Well, did you ever say that to a teacher? Feedback is a gift.
Now, there are a couple of things that I can remember being said to and from teachers that aren't going to air, Tom.
No. There was a lot of stuff that was said.
It was a different era, Tom. We'll just get off this subject.
KFC, yes. Twitter's absolutely gone off its head.
KFC, Benny, KFC. What about that popcorn chicken slab for $10.95?
Oh, that's just a quality run.
Get into KFC today for that.
So Carla's thrilled. She's thrilled. I didn't think they'd win, but great effort by all. Need to back it up next week.
Yes.
And Jan suggesting the Gabba. It's the Geelong Cats' new home away from home. So, Scott, great win, boys. Stuck to the plan. Sam Simpson did well. I think that's the type of loss calling we were supposed to have last week. So glad they saved it for us. And so JS suggesting Duncan is the Cats' litmus test. He has a great game. So does the team. Yeah, it's probably not too far off the mark. When he plays well, Geelong generally do seem to play pretty well. So, and he certainly was very, very good tonight.
Just on the Gabba with Tom Hawkins and the Cats playing well there, Hawkins now has, just quick county kick four tonight, Benny, 41 goals from 13 games. So he actually averages 3 goals a game at the Gabba. If he was to kick 3 next week, that puts Geelong in a very good position to advance to a grand final.
So, yeah, it does. Daz Bronco's listening in. He likes Sam Simpson too. He thinks that his speed of the game and the vision suits the AFL game. Simo has worked really hard, and credit to him for his success. Pleased for him. He has worked pretty hard because he's not the biggest frame, and he came in with a tiny frame. And they threw him in, was it his first year? He played, they had so many injuries that they basically had no option but to play him.
Against the Giants, he and Wally Buzzer played in that draw.
Yeah, but I think he played a few games. He might have played 5 or 6 games
five,
that
he
day.
Did. Yeah.
And he just was so small and looked out of sorts. And he showed little flashes, though. Just you'd see little things that he'd do. He couldn't sustain it. And he's one player that, you know, for the future of the footy club, you'd love to see just next year get a run at it, have a whole season, get played, even if he has a struggle for a week or two, continue to play him, just get the games into him, because I think he's got some serious upside, and he came in tonight off a limited prep and played really well in a final.
So I think he didn't play a game in 2019, played 5 in 17, 1 in 18, and he played 7 this year.
Did he high up in the VFL best and fairest?
Won it last year, the VFL best and fairest.
Yeah, but he's put on enough size now to compete.
Yep.
And he's smart. He's smart. He's a footballer. He's not an athlete. He's a footballer.
James, you can take home a Routley's Party Faves box. And also from earlier tonight, we will give away Routley's Party Faves boxes too. And I'm just looking for my list of callers from earlier this evening just to talk amongst yourselves. Lee, you can take one home. And Carol, you can also pick up a Routley's Party Faves box as well. The Routley's Party Faves box. And you get a Routley's footy pack as well. And that Routley's footy pack of footy super special, 12 heated home party pies for $12. Benny, you've done the stats, which you've reminded me about, for Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982, which leads us into the Steamatic standout. Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That's not an easy selection tonight, Neilty.
No, it's not, Kingy. Geelong had so many good players all over the ground. It was that old cliche that everyone played their role, and everyone played their role exceptionally well. I just thought in that first half, it was one of the best halves of footy that we've seen, let alone be it in an elimination final. I just thought the player that was the standout player for Geelong and the standout player on the ground, particularly in that first half, was Mitch Duncan. So I'll go with Mitch Duncan. I know that Dangerfield played really well, but I just thought in the first half, if there was anyone that had a hand in setting it up, it was Mitch Duncan.
Thank you for that, Neildy. Can you please give us Mitch Duncan's numbers again, Ben?
Well, he was the leading possession winner on the ground. He had 30 touches, 12 marks. He had 1 clearance, 5 inside 50s, and he laid a couple of tackles. But he's 26 of his 30 possessions hit the target.
Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you. As always, I'm going to move it on to the Hamlin Hangar and the goal of the day for APCO Service Stations. Benny, what have you got first?
Well, Kingy, we might start with our mark of the day. And it happened at the 3-minute mark of the third quarter. And it was taken by Geelong wingman Buck Blitzovs. He's in two minds and he goes with a long high ball. Will it get to Blitzarv? Hamlin Hanger contender Blitzarv's. He had Cox coming the other way. The two big boys collided and Blitzarv's took the mark. He did, and unfortunately, Mason Cox came off second best, so they had to leave the field and probably just got winded the knees of Blitzarv's into his ribcage. Courage from Cox to go back. Great courage from Blitzarv's. Kept his eye on the ball and took the mark to take our Hamlin Hanger of the night. And our APCO service station goal of the night, well, it probably wasn't the best goal in isolation, but in terms of his career, it was the 600th for Tom Hawkins. And at the 28-minute mark, he joined some illustrious names, Kingy, of Gary Ablett and Doug Wade, as the only three players to reach the 600 goals in their career. So he'll kick from basically just inside 50, 45-degree angle. He comes in, his 600th sausage roll. Pretty good effort. He's happy about it too.
He knows.
Fives. 600 big ones for Tom Hawkins.
He didn't know.
He did. Well, he said he didn't. Surely he did. Do you reckon? Maybe he didn't. He said that the media manager told him he'd kick 600 goals after the game and he couldn't believe it. And he also told us after the game that he is horrible at keeping beer cold.
And he loves K-Rock.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Goal of the day, APCO Service Station. Fresh food ready to go. Grab a toasted sandwich or a few steam stimmies after the game or a fresh salad wrap if you're looking to get summer ready. And Hamlin bringing us our Hamlin Hanger, Andy Carroll on the team. Hamlin has built itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. We are, well, back next Friday for Richmond and Port Adelaide. Before you do that, though, check out all the interviews that we've done tonight. We spoke to Matty Knights pre-game. We spoke with Brenton Sanderson, and we said to Sando, look, for your sake, we hope we're talking with you next week before a preliminary final.
You didn't really mean that.
Of course I didn't mean that. I hoped that we weren't speaking to him. I love Sando, but unfortunately, for Geelong to progress, there could only be one winner tonight.
Just quickly, Naughty, who, just without having time to think about it throughout the week and selection and all that sort of stuff, who are your early tips for the prelims?
Geelong and Richmond.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You?
No,
you can't think. You just told me.
No, I think Richmond are quite capable of beating Port.
Are they going to win, though?
Yeah, I think they will.
Good.
Geelong and Brisbane, geez. I've no idea. That's a 50-50 game. 50-50
game. You picked a draw tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah, I did. And I was only 60, how many points out?
68.
68.
Only one person here picked Geelong.
Yeah, look, I don't know. It's an interesting one. Brisbane are, I don't know, they're a very good team. They're playing on their home dunghill, but Geelong play the Gabba well, and that will give them huge confidence. But it's a big task. The one thing I'm 100% sure is that they won't get it as easy next week as they did tonight. So,
it's a lot of words without a tip.
Yeah, geez. I'm 50. I don't know.
You wanted just Neildy to give his very quick thoughts, and now you've given us war. You've given us War and Peace.
Yeah, I'll say Richmond and Geelong.
It's taken you 45 minutes just to agree with me.
Because the more I think about it, the more I get confused.
Oh, just stop thinking.
Yeah,
Port Adelaide and Geelong.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the Tigers.
Something to be said for that home ground advantage.
Yeah, mate.
They're gonna have a fairly decent crowd now over there. They're going to let a few more in. I don't think
that worries Richmond.
I know.
Richmond have been the best side.
I reckon Port Adelaide fed off it last week a little bit.
I thought, it wasn't. Watching the final, the Geelong-Port Adelaide final last week, to me, wasn't the same standard as Richmond-Brisbane and West Coast-Collingwood.
But Port Adelaide did what they had to do.
They did. And Geelong tonight, the standard of that game in terms of from Geelong's perspective was A1. So, I don't know. I think Richmond are well-equipped to handle an away crowd. I think that will be the least of their worries. They get Lynch back. I just think that they've got the firepower to really worry Port Adelaide's defence, which held up well against the Cats. But Lynch, Riewoldt, the two-pronged attack. They've also got some runners off half-back.
It'll be a great clash. Port Adelaide have been the best team for the year.
Yep.
And Richmond have been arguably, the best team for 3 years. It will be a ripping clash, that one.
It will be a cracker.
That will be the entree to the main course on Saturday.
Well, tonight. That'll be even better. I mean, Harris Andrews against Hawkins. We'll have Lachie Neal in the middle against, Selwood, Guthrie, McCluggage. Some really good players.
We'll have McCluggage and Menegol on a wing.
And Hipwood. Obviously, who goes to Hipwood for the Cats? Because he's quite athletic, Hipwood. So Taylor and Henderson on first thoughts, don't quite have the athleticism.
One of them will have to go to him.
Yep. Yeah.
Does Henry go to Hipwood, maybe? Well, Hipwood's
200.
Not close to goal. He couldn't, I don't think. But maybe out if he goes for a run.
He doesn't take a lot of what you would sort of classify as contested marks because he's long. It's when he gets out on the burst because he is athletic. He runs like a wingman.
Lucky Danaher's not in this week. They'll have some more to match up with.
So it's some great matchups. And then obviously, through at the other end of the ground, they've got Harris Andrews. Do they send Harris Andrews to Hawkins or do they go with another option in which, like they did last week against Rewalt, where they actually put Ryan Lester to him? Now, I'm not suggesting Ryan Lester will play on Hawkins, but they allowed Harris Andrews then to zone off and just be the man that got in front of Rewalt. So you would have thought that Harris Andrews would have to go as a one-on-one matchup to Hawkins.
Particularly if, say, Dangerfield starts forward, they'll need someone on him that can also, mark the footy or at least, spoil
and
in the air.
Do the Cats look to shut down? I know they don't tag often, so it's probably highly unlikely, but someone like Lachie Neal.
Does Guthrie be the one that's going to be mindful?
You've just got to be mindful of him at least around stoppages. Hmm? You can't let him run wild because he's the bloke who can get 35 times on his ear.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of great matchups in that game. I mean, Brisbane are a youngish team. They're a slightly inexperienced team. So in terms of finals, so I think it's a really good chance for the Cats. If the Cats bring their A game, I think they can win if they bring their A game.
I was one out. It's their 10th preliminary final in 14 seasons, but still, that's
phenomenal.
It's a fairly impressive effort. And I think two elimination final exits, a semi-final exit, and a missed finals in 14 years is pretty impressive from the Geelong Football Club. So 6 o'clock Friday, Port Adelaide and Richmond, our match for broadcast. Benny, you and I will bring you all the action, along with Brendan McCartney, who's going to join us for the third last game of the year.
Yeah, looking forward to that, King. Just the last bit of a stat too. Kerr's Horror, that Snake and Johnny Mack they've had 12 cans each.
Oh, wow.
They're slowing up, those two.
drink responsibly. Just had somebody ask, would Neil, do you like to rethink his pre-game comment about the number of A-graders?
After one game? Not at all. not at all. They got Geelong were terrific tonight, deserved the win. Collingwood weren't, they lost.
Give us Brisbane's A-graders before next week's game. Next week.
That's why I didn't say anything. Yeah. You said before next week, as in not now.
Oh, I thought you'd just say yes.
How many A-graders would they have, Neil?
No, we'll do that next week because we've got to go because the music's playing and Brian wants to go home.
Oh. It's not very good with the instructions, Ben.
No, you think? Wow. Monday morning is almost scary from sort of 9 till 10 o'clock. I lock myself in my office waiting for it. Can you please explain Ben's behaviour on Saturday night? It's always a bit frightening. Anyway, thank you to Bryzer at K-Rock HQ. Done a wonderful job. Phones have gone overdrive tonight. And thank you to the Footy Club for giving us Simpson and Hawkins to have a chat with. No, we haven't gone back into the 90s and the 70s for Simpson and Hawkins. Davey Collins, another preliminary final for the Cats. He loves it. And he picked the Pies. Well done, Davey.
Three goals.
Nearly maybe.
Oh, then on.
Davey, see you Saturday night. Nealty, see you grand final. No, see you in the prelim. See you next Saturday.
Excellent. Look forward to it. Another Geelong victory coming up. Beauty.
Goodbye, Benny.
Yeah, thank you, Linesman. Thank you, Ball Boys.
Tonight it was the Cats over the Pies. They did it to the tune of 68 points. Thanks to Warren Lilly. 10 years at the top and still so much more to come. Geelong are into the last four. And you're going to hear the preliminary finals of the grand final where? You're going to hear it on one place. You're going to hear it on
K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football. The signature homes and city to surf solar. Fifth quarter.